For the third consecutive year in a row, we've had record performance assisting minority-owned and operated businesses in gaining access to nearly $4 billion of contracts and capital, creating nearly 6,000 new jobs. And that's the core of what we do. It was the best performance in the 40-year history of the agency and anchored the third consecutive year of record performance for the agency. 80% or so of the contracts that we help minority-owned firms obtain are private sector contracts, not federal government contracts.
You just mentioned that this was the most successful year in your history. What did you do that you hadn't been doing before?
Well, I think that what we've done is we've really focused on adding new management techniques. We focused on really how we go about actually assisting minority-owned firms in gaining access to capital and contracts. We've really worked hard to strengthen our relationships with the minority business communities, broadly defined. And I think those factors have led to greater performance.
What's the process by which a company, say a minority-owned company, that may have never done business without, you know, say outside of its own local area, and they go to your agency and you find a private sector company that needs them, how does that all work? How do you play matchmaker there?
Right. We have a national network of 40 MBDA business centers around the country that provide on-the-ground technical assistance, relationship access, and support to the minority-owned firms that are clients of the agency. In fact, I want to note that, you know, this year we actually expanded our network to include new center locations in Denver, Cleveland, Boston, Minneapolis. We opened up a new satellite office in Anchorage, Alaska. And in fact, we've opened up a federal procurement center here in Washington, D.C., to assist minority-owned firms that want to do more federal contracting. So what a company will do is they'll go to our center. Those centers are public-private partnerships. They'll meet with the center staff, which are experts in assisting businesses in growing. They're very experienced people that work at these centers. And they will work directly with these companies, identify where the company's needs on the technical side, oftentimes providing advice to the senior leadership of the company as to how to grow their business. And then we do quite a number of things called B2Bs, where we bring people, or companies rather, that have a need for a certain product or service, and we bring them to a place where they can meet those companies that have that capability to satisfy that product or service need.
I have a question just about the landscape that you're working in. What are some of the biggest concerns that businesses are coming to you with, and have you seen any sort of differences over the past couple of years with the hard economic times?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I appreciate that. What we've seen is more companies coming to us trying to obtain capital, trying to obtain contracts, and we're seeing more companies that are looking at new market opportunities. Capital being the biggest driver of request and support. As you know, with the economic downturn, the capital markets were frozen, even for large corporations. And for smaller corporations, there's still challenges in getting capital. No lack of effort on the part of the management teams, no lack of perceived opportunity. But if you cannot obtain the capital, whether it be in the form of a term loan or a line of credit or equity, then you can't grow your business, or at least it makes it very difficult to grow your business at the level that maybe the economic opportunities would allow you to take advantage of. So what we've seen and what we spend a lot of time doing is really trying to help companies clean up their balance sheets so that they can then apply for and subsequently obtain capital.
We're speaking with David Hinson, the National Director of the Minority Business Development Agency.
Now, you have been able to increase the size of your grants and also to make those awards last a bit longer, going from 3 years to 5 years. When you take into the concerns the things that you just mentioned, how is that going to make a difference, do you think?
Well, it makes a difference because it allows our business centers to operate their centers more efficiently and effectively. Again, these are public-private partnerships. The people that work in the centers are not federal employees. So they have businesses to run. These business centers are, in fact, businesses themselves. And so what that allows them to do is to, you know, get some greater assurance that if they meet the performance requirements, and all the centers have performance requirements, if they meet the performance requirements, then they can count on getting a continuation of the funding. The other big thing we did was we eliminated geographic barriers so that before the centers were relegated to operating within their local community, now they can operate nationally. So that's a big step that we took. We've also focused them on providing more export support, recognizing that minority-owned firms are twice as likely to export as non-minority-owned firms and three times as likely to be pure exporters. Those are companies that generate 100% of their revenue from exporting. So we now focus them and help them create relationships with the federal export entities. And we've, again, opened up new market opportunities. In particular, we've given more attention to help them gain access to the domestic and global supply chain of Fortune 500 companies, which is a new and very exciting effort that we're giving more focus and attention to. So these are some of the things we've done there. Internally, what we've done is we've recast our budgets internally to reduce our spending on administrative activities so that we can increase our spending towards the centers.
And what about your goals for 2012?
Well, we always, at MBDA and in the Department of Commerce, we always have very robust goals. We're going to continue to create new jobs in the economy. We're going to continue to expand economic opportunity. We want to, as I said last year, a record high was $4 billion. We want to do better this coming year, maybe get to, you know, $4.5 billion. We're going to continue to work to expand our network of MBDA business centers, expand our footprint, and there'll be some exciting new centers being opened up around the country. We're going to spend a lot more time focusing on supporting exporting under the President's National Export Initiative. We're, in fact, developing a global business unit within the agency, which will be designed to match global business opportunities with export-ready minority-owned firms. We're going to certainly increase our presence of minority-owned firms doing business in the federal marketplace through our Federal Procurement Center. We're collaborating much more closely with SBA, which we're really excited about. We're going to be working more closely with 8A firms under the SBA to try to provide them support, do more matchmaking. We're certainly going to work to strengthen and improve our federal programs and policies. We're doing a lot more business. In fact, you'd be surprised to know that during this past 3 years, we actually increased the number of firms we support by 36% over the prior three-year period. And we're going to continue to work with the financial and regulatory agencies on fair lending practices to really try to shrink the disparities of access to capital between minority and non-minority-owned firms. So we have a pretty aggressive agenda. We always have an aggressive agenda. This is a critical agency to the minority business community, which, as you may know, represents $1 trillion of economic output to the U.S. economy and also supports directly and indirectly 16 million jobs. We want to really push hard to get those job numbers up, really push hard to help these firms gain greater access to capital and contracts, and certainly take advantage of the robust capabilities that minority-owned firms have in exporting.
So you certainly have a large mission. Of course, there are also budget pressures, and being over there at Commerce, you're a bit in the eye of the storm with all that talk about consolidation and merging agencies. Do you have plans to do any sort of consolidation or streamlining yourself, making the most out of your resources?
Well, yes, we do, and we've already began that process. Recently, we announced that we're actually reducing our national administrative footprint. We're going to be bringing our federal employees to Washington, D.C. to focus on these new and exciting areas and much more targeted approach to supporting minority-owned businesses. So that process is already in the works, and we're working, you know, with the various government agencies and certainly with Congress to gain support for that change.